This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The pressures on Chinese kids, as our Shanghai correspondent Jennifer Peck has been reporting for years now, is intense. There are family pressures and academic pressures as well. And as we told you, this summer, the Chinese government issued some new regulations designed to lessen those academic pressures, a bit anyway. And they're doing it in part by restricting how much private tutoring there can be. And in the process, the Chinese government has kind of pulled the legs out from under a multi-billion dollar tutoring industry. But it's not just executives and investors who've lost out there. Tens of thousands of American and Canadian teachers of English as a second language are in kind of a limbo, too. Here's Jennifer with that story.
Hillary Ross from Minnesota has been traveling around the world. I've reached her in Peru. And she says she funds this by teaching English online to children in China. Until recently, she was with the Chinese platform GoGoKid.
I liked what I had read about GoGoKid. I received an offer that was better than I had received at other companies.
In late July, China's government issued a policy to rein in academic tutoring, which, among other things, forbids the hiring of teachers based outside China. Days later, Ross had a message pop up on her screen.
Like, starting tomorrow, there will be no more classes. And so I had no way to communicate with kids that I had taught and become close to for well over a year.
Somehow, another Chinese firm, VIP Kid, which hires only American and Canadian teachers, is still in business. This five-year-old takes two VIP Kid online classes a week. Her mom, Zhang Ming, says she's desperate to keep the lessons going.
Existing students can still take courses if they bought them before August 9th, so we paid for another 500 lessons.
That costs $12,000, almost the average yearly salary for her county in the eastern Chinese province of Shandong. It's worth it, she says, because the lessons are fun.
Sometimes my daughter puts her foot on the screen, which isn't polite, but the American teacher will either pinch her nose or say the foot smells good. My daughter has a lot of fun learning.
She has made tremendous progress.
That's the daughter's tutor, teacher Kristen. Zhang Ming says parents get only first names to prevent private contact. But we tracked down teacher Kristen Peel, in North Carolina, where it is 12 hours behind China.
For me, my VIP Kid income means that I can work while my children are sleeping, and then I can still be a mom for them during the day.
And when the policy says the aim is to reduce stress on students, she gets it. But why target only foreign teachers based abroad? Here's VIP Kid teacher and a business coach for online teaching, Tim Gascoigne.
There's a real desire for China to be more nationalistic and to have more of their own curriculum and to be more closed off.
What's lost, say teachers, are real connections. Here are teachers Nicole Eastman in Texas and Tina Delgado in Utah on some of their most memorable students.
So I was like, Jasper, say thank you, Mom, for making me dinner. And he said, thank you, Mom, for making me dinner. And she just lit up.
And as soon as that song pops up and he starts moving and doing all this stuff. And he makes me so happy. And the thought of not seeing him or so many others, it saddens me.
There's no telling how long they'll last on VIP Kid. ESL tutor Theodore Anastapoulos doesn't like the uncertainty and has quit teaching. It's a shame, he says. He enjoyed learning about Chinese culture from his students.
Anytime we can have reciprocal cultural exchange based off of language, it will do much to diminish the tensions between our two countries. And to take this away, it leaves me questioning the commitment of the Chinese government easing frosty relationships with the United States.
Meantime, some Chinese parents have reached out to their tutors for one-on-one lessons. But teachers beware. Again, online teaching coach Tim Gascoigne.
They have a lot of things to think about. Main one being, what am I going to teach and how am I going to get paid?
Because it's hard to get money in and out of China. And instead of Venmo, Facebook, TikTok, all blocked in China, Chinese parents use Alipay, WeChat, and Douyin. It's challenging. That's why teachers like Hillary Ross in Peru haven't reconnected with many former students.
The sad reality is that there's no way for me to spread the message within China that we're there waiting for them to find us.
If by chance her former students can hop over the Great Firewall and hear this program, get in touch, she says. Teacher Hillary is still looking for you. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.